Federalists versus Anti-Federalists by
Maddie,
Kyla,
Gus,
and Eli.
Thomas, we need a national bank to help the states and the overall economy.
No, we need the federal government to stay out of everyone's business.
And so it began.
Thomas Jefferson, the author of America's most important document, led the Anti-Federalist movement and was President of the United States.
The ultimate Federalist, the founder of the National Bank, Secretary of the Treasury, and hero in the Revolutionary War, Alexander Hamilton.
Future President James Madison was George Washington's Secretary of State and worked with Hamilton to ratify the Constitution. Now, in the 1790s, he goes against Hamilton in favor of Jefferson's Anti-Federalist movement.
Most of the North believed in Hamilton's ideas of federalism. The South, on the other hand, agreed with Jefferson and were Anti-Federalists.
We're businessmen, and having a more regulated, tax-based economy would be good for us. If taxes are raised, we can sell goods to the South for more and make serious money.
I have an idea. In order to boost the national economy, we should create a national bank that will assume states' debts and offer them a new financial line of credit.
No, this would just create a tax on the South. We're the real moneymakers here. If you impose higher taxes, everything will cost more. I don't like this idea.
We need a national bank, and we need it now.
No, that'll cause a Leviathan.
Ooh. We'll think about it.
Say no. Don't agree with Hamilton.
No.
I guess it's fine, if the capital is moved from the north.
Okay, we'll try this plan of yours for 10 years, Hamilton.
Yes!
On March 22nd, 1790, the first cabinet meeting was held. A few months later, on June 20th, the Compromise of 1790 was drafted.
The result of this conflict was the creation of the National Bank. The bank was a contributor to the economic boom in the following years.
It also resulted in the creation of the first two strong political parties. There were the Federalists, who sided with Hamilton. They believed in a strong central government and thought that power should lie in the hands of a few educated, powerful people.
There were also the Anti-Federalists, who thought the power should be given to the states. They believed that individuals, even the poor and uneducated, should hold power. These people generally sided with Jefferson.
These parties share some of the same ideals as the Democrats and Republicans we have today, but they're mostly unrelated.
Thanks for watching!
Just wait for Andrew Jackson to screw everything up.